Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everybody. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. My problem was I got too much into the action over the weekend and took my kneecaps out. I'm going to start with you, Delco. Okay?
Yeah.
UCF.
Most important game of the weekend.
Sure is.
Clearly.
I had TCU minus 2.5. Turned it off midway through the third. They were up by 21. I was like, awesome. I want to switch over and I want to watch the Sphere. I want to watch the UFC fight. See what all the hype is about. Didn't even bother to check. Woke up the next day. I saw your Instagram post, and I couldn't tell if you were celebrating or making fun of a loss, because it appeared to be an empty stadium towards the end. And then I come to find out after a simple Google search that UCF had indeed come back. What happened in that game that I missed?
Largest comeback in school history.
Was it really?
Yeah. We're down 28-7. RJ Harvey got that look in his face, and he just took over the game.
No shit. Yeah.
TCU's also not good.
They also aren't good.
Okay.
Neither of these teams are good.
How is that stadium in real life?
It's whatever. It's pretty whatever. Like 50,000.
Oh, that's not bad. Is there booze? They got booze in there?
Yeah, they got booze. Yeah. Actually, best part about the stadium, you go 2 hours before the game, $3 beers.
Really?
They have a happy hour at the stadium.
That's fantastic.
Big fan of that. If you're a college kid, let's rock. All right, TCU.
I didn't hit the tailgate, though. It was a good tailgate.
I'll have to make a call tomorrow, then. That's not bad.
And I was all juiced up. I was in my element. For whatever reason, UCF's the one thing or one of three things I give a shit about. So I was getting, you know, jacked up. I was talking shit.
Sure.
Almost got in like four fights.
Which is great.
Yeah.
You with the Christians down there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a prayer before the game.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
They're kind of laissez-faire. Like, they're not Catholic, but they're like, those are like C&E Christians compared to like Baylor. You know what I mean? Pretty casual.
The old Christmas and Easter crowd,
huh?
Yeah. All right.
But all we had to do was throw it up to Kobe Hudson and hand the ball off to RJ Harvey. Took over. They stopped scoring.
It's two guys that'll be selling insurance in 2 years.
Probably not. RJ Harvey will definitely be in the NFL.
Insurance.
Kobe Hudson will definitely be in the NFL.
Insurance.
Yeah. No, I think you guys usually say commercial real estate, right?
The basketball players do commercial real estate. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But RJ Harvey, he'll probably have like a Latavius Murray career where he's bouncing from team to team. But
for a couple years?
Yeah, he'll be. I mean, Latavius Murray's been in the league forever.
He has now, yeah. Yeah, he sure has. Not the obviously the top story of the weekend, but that's Texas. Is Texas finally back?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been back, man.
They're back.
They were in the playoff last year.
Yeah, but one off, whatever. I can't believe that Sark is for real, but Sark is finally for real.
They're stacked.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me about him so much. The size of their offensive and defensive lines are what matter.
And,
and the size of the presence they give them
for playing there. It is. They've used, in the same way that Kirby Smart does, they've used all their NIL money on those two groups.
But they've always had a good D-line. Like, they always produce NFL talent.
Yeah, but they the difference this year, and we saw it in Michigan when we were there a couple weeks ago, because Michigan always has a great D-line as well. Texas offensive line made them look like children all day, pushing them around. I don't know if Michigan ever even got to the quarterback at all. And I think now that Ewers is out and Arch is in for at least some amount of time, Texas is going to get even better because I think he's a better player.
Yeah, and look, I've talked shit against Texas for years on this show because we live here. That's all I hear is about the Longhorns down here. I wasn't ready to say they were back with Ewers. I think he's a good quarterback, not a great quarterback. And then Arch Manning comes in and it's just pure sex. I root for fucking superstars. And watching this kid play, like, because I was watching it live when it happened. A buddy of mine was at the game. Casey, if you're out there, shout out to you if you're watching. But a buddy of mine was at the game, and I was like, dude, you could feel the electricity coming through the fucking TV. People were so goddamn amped.
I mean, Quinn Ewers is going to be a first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
He's not better than
Quinn. He keeps getting hurt is the problem.
Oh, Arch is 100% better than Quinn Ewers.
Quinn Ewers is going to win the national championship this year. Texas is going to win. It's going
to
be fine.
He might not.
You picked Oregon to win the national championship this year.
Arch is
am kind of looking back, and Texas, they got all the pieces.
Arch is probably going to hit a higher peak than yours, but I would say I would still be more comfortable with yours.
Yeah, I want Quinn to be the head of the ship right now.
Quinn, he and Arch do the same things, but Arch does them better. Like, Quinn Ewers is probably better right now at throwing the ball down the field, but it's college football, right? Having a quarterback that can move around, it's not like fucking Lamar Jackson. Remember Lamar Jackson in college?
Yeah, he won the Heisman.
Even when you're playing the best teams in the nation, like, Georgia has holes. Their defensive backs are okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not great. The front seven is like elite, but the backside of that defense has been a problem for years over there. Having a guy like that can do the option as well, in addition to throwing the ball down the field, changes your offense in college. Doesn't matter how good the other team is, it always changes.
And by the way, Arch's dad is Cooper, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was the athletic one.
Allegedly.
Like, he was allegedly the one. Like,
are we saying Quinn Ewers is not athletic, though?
No, I'm just saying that Arch is, he's not like the other Mannings, the stiff-ass Peyton and Eli.
Arch,
like,
is a better athlete than Quinn Ewers, yes.
No.
100%. He ripped off a 67-yard run in this game for a touchdown. Like, Ewers has never done anything
UTSA?
Like that.
I mean, he can still run the ball.
He's done that like against, like, every time back. Arch has gotten a chance, he's run the ball well and he throws the ball downfield well. Ewers has never, he's been okay.
He's been a stud. He's been one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
He's never played a full season.
That's definitely not true. He wasn't top five last year.
No. He's never played a full season of college football yet.
Man. Caleb Williams wasn't better than him. Jaden Daniels wasn't better than him.
Even coming out of high school, though.
Penix, like, wasn't better than him.
He was a 17-year-old kid coming out.
J.J. McCarthy was better.
There's a reason he had to go back to college this year, is because he wasn't good enough.
Because he's always hurt.
I understand. And what's happening with him now? He's hurt again. So, when you have Arch Manning come in, throws five touchdowns, how do you not start him?
Did he miss games last year? He played 12. So, what, he missed one?
I think just one, yeah. Wasn't it early in the season?
It was, yeah. Yeah.
He didn't lose that game against Washington, though. They couldn't stop Penix. Like, Quinn Ewers is great. What are we talking about? Quinn Ewers is awesome.
If he was awesome, he would have gone to the NFL last year.
He's going to be the best quarterback in the draft this year.
Well, there is no quarterbacks in the draft this year.
Yeah, that's
who, you want him or Shadir Sanders?
But that's why he stayed, right?
For sure not Shadir Sanders. Yeah, honestly, it was financially, it's not the dumbest thing of him to stick around and be in a weaker class.
He's
going to
win a Natty this year, and he's going to be a fucking Texas legend and then get drafted top five, top ten.
Well, it depends on how long he's out for right now. So it's an abdomen injury.
It's going to be like he's going to miss this next game against they're playing some scrub team. And then they're saving him up for Georgia.
What happens if Arch Manning comes in and throws six touchdowns?
Sure, you want to start Arch Manning against Georgia, or you want to start the guy that actually has played big-time games against, like, Alabama?
I mean, look, I'm all for Texas succumbing to message board coaches.
Yeah, go for the hype,
starting
man.
The freshman or whatever, the younger kid against Georgia and losing that game, because that's just funny Texas shit.
Quinn Ewers has literally gone into other big-time games.
He went to Bama and won. Yeah.
What are we doing? What are we talking about?
Bama had a down year. They weren't that great last year.
What has Arch Manning done, though? Nothing.
Bama was in the playoff last year.
I think he's a better athlete, and I think he's going to be a better college quarterback.
I don't disagree with either of those.
It may not be tomorrow, but you got to start somewhere. And if he's injured and you got a guy that's got the hot hand versus a guy coming off a fucking injury who hasn't seen live action, I go with the less experienced guy because he's hot.
That's it.
Right? He's warmed up. That's the difference. And especially if he's on a roll at that point.
It's the fucking UTSA Roadrunners, and they lost everyone last year.
Even in the spring game, though. The spring game he threw for five touchdowns.
That's your own team.
They've got a great defense.
It's just not the same.
It's
looking good in the spring game doesn't mean shit.
You need to keep Ewers in. It's Ewers' team right now. It's Quinn's team. And he's not playing bad. If he's playing bad, that'd be one thing. I understand he's hurt. Also, they have a couple games before they get to anything serious. Their next two games are against Louisiana Monroe and Mississippi State, who are both dog shit. So
he has plenty of time for Georgia.
Yeah.
He does.
Well, they have OU right before Georgia. So they have a brutal two-week stretch there.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Me, personally, I'm rooting for Arch Manning. I just like watching him.
Please start Arch Manning.
Yeah, it'd be a fucking blast.
Make that mistake.
It'd be an absolute fucking blast.
Situation.
I love him, dude. Watching him, he's fucking fun as shit to watch.
He's sweet. He's going to be awesome.
So I'm all in. We'll see what happens with the injury, though. That's the biggest thing with him. Like, I don't know how long he's going to be out
for. The good news is for Texas, honestly, I don't think it really matters. Like, I would be perfectly comfortable with Ewers in that game against Georgia as well.
Same.
I think that
Georgia looked like fucking trash on Saturday.
I think that Manning, yeah, they do that against shitty teams, but I think Manning adds another element that opens up another part of your playbook that makes it more like Georgia's going to be tough to beat no matter what, home or on the road. They're going to be tough to beat, and having one more thing I think is helpful. I think the ability for you or for Manning to run probably outweighs his inexperience to some degree, unless Kirby's got tape on him that he knows what he's up to and he's going to fucking jump some routes or something like that. Who knows with that guy, right? But I would be perfectly fine with either of them. I think Texas is in a really good spot right now, and they know it.
Yeah, man.
Like, they somehow managed to keep Arch at this university knowing he wasn't going to play this year.
Right, right.
Which is a big deal, because he's a fucking really good fucking player.
You can't do that anymore.
You don't do it anymore. No. Fucking Joey left to go to fucking LSU. I mean, everybody leaves to go somewhere. Phoenix, Russell Wilson started it back in the day.
Yeah.
He went to three different colleges.
And I said on show during the...
Russell Wilson only went to two.
He went to JUCO first. He went to three schools.
He went to NC State, and then he went to Wisconsin.
He was at a JUCO, I think, first.
He was a junior college first, though, right?
He played at NC State for like 3 or 4 years.
I know they retired his jersey, but look it up. But either way, watching Arch Manning, dude, that's a fucking fun goddamn team to watch there. And
but it's not
a blast.
It's also not fun watching him play with Ewers. I think Ewers is a really good quarterback too. So I don't really give a shit one way or the other.
It might be the most complete team in the country.
Yeah, I mean, depth wise, and that's another thing we were talking about.
Like, there's another one I can think of.
I can't. No.
Just one.
One of the things that we saw
Ohio State
at Georgia Clemson was on both sides of the ball on the line. Kirby was rotating dudes out every other series.
Yeah.
Like, nobody was playing more than 5 or 6 plays in a row. And if you get that kind of depth, Texas was doing the same thing at Michigan. If you get that kind of depth in college, everybody's fucked.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, that's the showdown. We've got three legit teams. Ohio State, Georgia, and fucking Texas are legit teams. Maybe somebody else emerges right now. But having three is more than we've had lately, to be honest. I don't know who would win between those three teams.
Yeah, well, the good news is we get to find out. Texas is coming to Georgia. Ohio State's going to Oregon.
Oregon sucks, though.
They don't suck.
I watched them on Saturday. It looks like they're starting to figure it out. They've got a lot of speed there. Their defense sucks. If you can run against Oregon, you're going to fucking trash them.
You can't win.
Ohio State can.
You can't win in the NFL or in college football if you can't stop the run.
I agree.
Like, you can have a shitty secondary because there aren't that many good quarterbacks,
mm-hmm.
and you can still win. Georgia's done it. Just because of the front seven. If you can't stop the run in college, you're fucked.
Yeah.
I think Oregon's going to lose a couple of games.
They still have a Pac-12 defense over there, even though they're not in the Pac-12.
But they've had great defenses recently. Like, the two of the last 4 years, they've had, like, top 10 defenses. And
they brought in dudes, so maybe they're figuring it out, too, on that side.
Yeah, because, we'll see.
I mean, Phil Knight spared no expense this year.
Yeah.
No, that'll kick in next year, so it wasn't this year.
There's a bunch of transfers that came over that he just paid.
Yeah.
Including Dylan Gabriel.
But they're still not in the... I don't think they're in the top 8 of NIL money this year. I think next year is the year that it kicks in. But for Quinn Ewers, we'll see. This is the third season in a row that he's been hurt. At what point do you start to worry about it?
Game did he miss last year?
He had a broken collarbone the first year. I think he was out for 4 games. I know he came back.
Yeah, he broke it against Alabama. But
yeah.
Last year,
he got, like, pile drove. And, I mean, that injury kind of wasn't his...
fault. He was playing really well against Bama that year too.
Yeah, and then this one's an abdomen injury, and the one about this one that was wild to me, it was a non-contact injury. So he was just throwing the ball. Nobody hit him or anything on the play.
That happens to Texas players a lot.
Was he throwing across the box?
What does?
Just, you know, non-contact weird injuries. Famously, Colt McCoy.
Yeah.
Did he not get hit in that?
No, remember when his arm just went noodle?
Hey, but I think somebody hit him, right? And then it just went numb, and that was it. It wasn't as if he just couldn't throw anymore. Right. He got hit on the play.
I think it was just like a weird, it was just weird.
Somebody hit his elbow.
Yeah.
A helmet hit an elbow, but either way, look, the future's bright at Texas. I don't think they win the national championship this year, but I definitely think they can win it next year for sure, because they got a bunch of young dudes. They got a bunch of young talent there, and give Arch one more year, and I think it's fine up there. The Georgia game will tell us a lot coming up. Like you said, I think the next couple dudes are kind of couple games are easy, and then they got Oklahoma, and then they got Georgia.
He missed BYU and Kansas State last year. Those two games.
What was the injury? Do you remember?
No.
Either way, we'll see. But what happens if this lingers for a few weeks? Then what? Do you put him back in cold against an Oklahoma or a Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's QB1.
Okay.
He's QB1. I mean, it fucks with the program to, like, do that type of shit. Like, you need continuity is really fucking important. That's why Nick Saban and Kirby Smart are so fucking good. Like, they have a program. The program works. The system works. You don't fuck with the system.
But if this guy comes in for the next 2 weeks and throws fucking 10 touchdowns.
Because
it's too horrible. Really Toledo just dropped 41 on Mississippi State.
Yeah. I'm just telling it's you, dude. You guys know the fan base down here.
Yeah.
You know them. You know what's going
to
happen.
That's fine. If you listen to the fan base, Steve Sarkisian, you will get what you deserve.
Yeah. They hate fucking Mac.
They were calling for Manning in Texas or in Michigan at that game.
Yeah.
All the Texas fans were chanting. Whatever his name is.
Mac Brown has their, like, really only modern national championship, and they ran him out of town.
They hated Mac Brown. They couldn't stand Mac Brown. And because their other two national championships are, like, the 70s and 60s or something like that. Mac Brown won their only national championship, got them to another one that they probably should have won if, again, Colt McCoy's arm didn't go dead.
I was at that game.
And they fucking hated Mac Brown. You want to know why? You want to know the only reason they hated Mac Brown? Because he wasn't Nick Saban. Because he wasn't the greatest fucking coach of all time. He was just a really fucking good coach. That's not good enough for Texas. It's never good enough for Texas. That's why I can't stand them. So it's kind of fun that they're back and everyone's happy again or whatever.
The town's, but these fucking dickheads are
going to be like, if not good enough for them to even have a top 10 quarterback in college football or a top 5 quarterback in college football. If he's not going to be in New York, and they're going to get that way real soon. If we don't have a guy that's going to be in New York every year, fuck him. That's how they're going to act. They are the most spoiled, undeserving fan base for what they've done, for what their school has actually accomplished.
In all aspects, too.
Yeah.
Every sport,
ugh.
Fraternity life, everything.
So, I mean, Texas hit number one this week.
Yeah. They deserve it. They
over
should be number one.
Georgia, and they're the new number one in the nation. Everybody's talking about Arch, obviously, and capturing the nation's attention. Myself included. I'm rooting for you. I want to see the fucking kid play. It's fun. He's fun to watch. Michigan is finally making a switch this Saturday. They're going to start Alex Orji versus USC.
Alabama looks pretty good.
Yeah. It's interesting what they're doing with that kid. They're doing the same thing up in Buffalo with Josh Allen right now, where they're like, all right, great. We know you can't complete a shit ton of passes. Therefore, we're going to make the numbers even. Same number of throws is the same number of design runs for each of them, and they're both having success there.
And what throws is Josh Allen not completing?
They're just not. He's not asked to throw the ball anymore because he didn't have any receivers. So they've shortened up the passes, He's running about 16 times a game now, which is a lot for.
You know
a quarterback.
What the irony is for Milroe? At least his yards per attempt are way up now. He's become way more efficient. So Allen, you won't see that because it doesn't work that way in the NFL. He's like. Neither, nobody, if you throw over, like 70%, 70 to 75% completion percentage in the NFL is fucking nuts. There's a couple of guys that are doing it right now, but it won't last. I think Baker, Brock Purdy.
Well, I'll pump the brakes on Baker.
Baker and Brock Purdy are fucking both above 70% right now. I don't think it'll last.
It'll last.
No.
It'll probably last with Baker, yeah.
Baker's open, baby.
He did cook
this weekend, dude. They cooked the Lions.
What they're doing is the same thing that three-point shooters do to an offense or driving and kicking it out does to an offense. It just fucking spreads them out a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you know Milroe might take off and run or Ty Simpson, the other quarterback, is going to take off and run, then your linebackers have to take one step forward.
Yep.
And all that does is create an extra couple of yards that you can throw into behind the linebackers. And that's what you see. You can see it in Milroe's performance. He went from like averaging 6.5 or so yards per attempt to this past week against Wisconsin, which is not a bad defense, 11.5 yards per pass attempt. That's elite.
He's also like an incredibly dynamic runner, so why would you not do that?
Yeah. I mean, but it makes sense
for anybody.
You're
splitting the carries. So like he had 14 rushes, 17 throws. It's exactly what they're doing to Josh Allen. Identical. It's what they're doing to Josh Allen in Buffalo, and it's working. So
Yeah. How many throws did Josh Allen have against the Dolphins? I'm sure it was more than 20.
19.
Okay, nailed it.
And he ran the ball twice. Wasn't,
dude. So how many yards?
He only ran the ball twice.
How many yards did he throw?
139.
How many touchdowns?
One. It was a pathetic performance against a soft Dolphins defense.
31-10. The entire game.
Yeah, well, the other guy got killed on the other team. Did you watch it? He died. Yeah, we had a guy die on the field. Well,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Against the Chiefs?
I said in the AFC East.
What?
The conference. The division.
The East. You added East to it? Okay. Just making sure.
Because okay, the Chiefs are still the best Patriots team. And the Jets.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Jets are probably the best team in that division.
No,
they're not right now, but by the end of the season, right, they probably will be.
I'll just ride with the Bills. Bills are going to win the AFC. Bills
they're too. Definitely not.
I know. You've got Texas winning the national championship. You've got Bills winning the AFC.
I mean, Texas is extremely plausible. Yeah. I mean, they're in the SEC, so who knows? They'll probably have to play Georgia something. Twice.
Yeah. Like, I'm tired of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I know you are. I know you are. I was at that Super Bowl game. I'd be tired of them, too.
You know what I
root for them.
What I really enjoyed is how Travis Kelce got me 1.8 fantasy points last night.
Well, it wasn't all his fault.
It was all his fault.
Nope. He had about 50 yards that were called back. We'll get to the NFL in a second. We'll roll through the rest of college here. Georgia, I watched this entire game.
They always have a game like that. They had it against Missouri 2 years ago.
Missouri was good, though.
Auburn. We were underrated, I'll say, but we weren't great. Brady Cook was horrible that year. Last year against Auburn, who is always sneaky plus, that's a rivalry game. Dude, Kentucky at home, that stadium can get up and stoops, even though this Kentucky team, like, kind of sucks compared to previous Kentucky iterations. Like, Stoops is not a bad defensive game planner, and Kentucky just comes out, Georgia just comes out flat sometimes. They have one or two of these a year. I wouldn't personally read too much into it.
It was 9-6 halfway through the fourth.
It
was a brutal fucking game.
Carson Beck
had
was
a lot
dudes.
Of money. Oh, yeah, dude. He only threw for 160. I had a lot of money on this game, so I watched it. But
I will say, I know you talk a lot about Georgia's secondary. The only thing that actually concerns me about Georgia is their receiving core.
Yeah, they don't spend money on that.
Their best receiver is a transfer from Mizzou who would be our third best receiver this year.
Correct.
Dominic Lovett who's good. Like, he's fine.
But he's not a superstar.
He should not be a number one at Georgia.
Right.
Like, at all. And he's good. Like, he really is. But, yeah, they don't have anybody to throw to.
No.
It's weird.
And I think it's going to catch up to him. You think Texas beats Georgia then at home?
Yes.
It depends on... You know, if it just depends on how Ewers or maybe Manning, if Ewers is hurt because an oblique or abdomen, like, that can linger. I would be really worried if Manning is starting against Georgia because Kirby Smart is going to feast on a child. Like, Ewers at least, like, beat Bama, beat Nick Saban, right? Like, if I was a Texas fan, I would want Ewers in there. It just depends. It'll be a defensive struggle. Like, it'll come down to Georgia's defense and Beck just completing passes.
Have you ever known a Manning to not be confident?
He looks confident.
Professional
as fuck.
Sports, like, because that's the main thing is, will his coaching staff, one, will he be confident enough to stay with whatever process they've decided on, and two, will the coaching staff be smart enough to come up with the right scheme? Because it matters for a rookie.
Probably,
it matters that the scheme is correct.
Yeah,
probably when Peyton got benched for Brock Osweiler, right?
His neck was broken. Literally.
Yeah. I mean, Peyton.
That was the end of his career.
But he never threw the ball without, like, fuck you, it's going where I want.
Yeah. Now,
everybody makes mistakes, obviously.
Peyton had some duds in the playoffs. A lot.
A lot of duds.
A lot of duds.
That was, like, kind of his rap for a while.
Yeah. And I love Peyton.
That's everybody's rap, though.
Yeah. That's like,
until they finally win.
Until they finally break through, and they end up getting two Super Bowls.
But I don't think this is my opinion. I don't think Georgia can beat Texas, regardless of who the Texas quarterback is.
I'm with you. I think Texas wins that game. Yeah. We're going to that game,
especially
we'll be
not
there.
At home. I just
it's
don't taller. See it.
Yeah,
it's going to be. It's going to be a one. We've seen both of these teams play live. Texas is bigger.
Yes.
Than Georgia. They're bigger. They're bigger than everybody that I've seen in college football.
But you're picking Sark over Kirby?
No, I would never do that. All things being equal, I think I would take Kirby 100 times out of 100.
Who do you bet in that game?
I'm betting Texas. It depends on what the line
I'm
is.
I'm going
to
stay
we'll
away.
See.
I will say there is one caveat to this, one little situation, and that is that the week before that game, Texas gets Oklahoma and Georgia gets Mississippi State.
Mm.
So Georgia gets a de facto bye.
Yeah.
And Texas has the second biggest game of their season.
It's a dogfight. It always is every year. It's a rivalry game. Yeah, I agree. And then they're going to have to ball out for that and then get up for Georgia. And it's a tough 2 weeks for them. They get through those two, though? Holy shit.
They're wide
open. I got a real goddamn good shot. They got a good shot.
You can also just lose that Georgia game.
You could.
Yes. And get a, and if they,
you're still going to get in.
The back end of Texas's schedule is weak as fuck. So.
I don't think they're going to lose. I think Texas is going to handle Georgia.
But even if they do, they're going to probably just get a rematch with Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
In the SEC championship.
In the SEC championship. Well, is that, are you saying that Alabama loses to Georgia?
I don't know yet. We haven't seen Alabama really play a team yet. But but they look, Wisconsin was better. So Alabama plays Georgia this week. So we'll fucking find out.
Oh, is it this week?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Van Dyke got carted off.
No, I'm sorry. They got to buy this week. It's next week.
Okay.
The 28th.
Gotcha.
They play. So that's, we'll find that out in a week and a half.
Looking forward to that. Yeah, Wisconsin's quarterback did get hurt. He was carted off. So that was something to watch.
I just don't know if it would have made a difference.
I don't either. I don't think it would have.
Alabama was all over
them. It was 21-3 in the first half.
You can't, dude, a lot of these fucking Big Ten, all of these Big Ten West schools, former Big Ten West schools, are going to get so fucking exposed in an open schedule when they're not just feasting on each other.
Yep.
Wisconsin, Iowa, all this bullshit. Fucking, like, when Minnesota pulls an 11-win season out of their ass randomly, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
like,
that shit's over.
It's over. You're done. Yeah, you're just fucked now.
Especially the more concentrated it gets when there really are only two conferences and you have to play cross-conference games. Is that the way it's going to work? Like, we'll play your poverty franchise, too? Like, for real, is it Vanderbilt versus Purdue? Is that the crossover? Because you don't want to see Vanderbilt play fucking Ohio State. Oh, Ohio looked, State would love that,
Purdue
but obviously.
So bad.
Yeah, Purdue was terrible. We'll get to them in a second. Ole Miss, another great showing out of these guys, man.
They love to cover.
Jackson Dart loves to cover, man.
Dude, Lane and Josh. Cover.
I think Dart is going to. Yeah. What are the Heisman odds right now? Dart's got to be
Dart's
leading,
two
right?
Behind Cam Ward. So Cam Ward has had a fucking lights out season.
You,
so
I told you to sprinkle Jackson Dart before the season started. I told you this. He's going to put up numbers. I don't know if he's actually going to win, but the stats are going to be there.
If you look at the stats from Saturday, 377 and two touchdowns for Jackson Dart. You look at Cam Ward, 345 and five touchdowns down there for Miami. Both of them are climbing the rankings. So, right now, those two are the favorites. The Mizzou game. Had BC with the points in this one.
It was a huge spread. I was surprised at how big that spread was. But we should have won by more, but it's fine. We won.
Georgia was favored by 22, by the way, and I'd bet Georgia, and that was fucking goddamn awful. But
that one I would have felt
this was
good
17 and a half here for BC. You guys pulled it out in the second half there. Garbage touchdown at the end. I watched it because I had money on it. Tennessee. I thought at halftime they had a shot at 100 points. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I've ever seen that. It was 65-0, and then they literally stopped playing, almost taking a knee on the field for the second half.
I think, didn't they go with running clocks for the whole second half, too? Like, no clock stoppage.
Yeah, it was weird to see in a real game. Usually I see that in my kids' games.
They scored 37 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And then 28 in the second.
Yep.
Yeah, this is what's called the Josh Heupel special. When he plays shitty teams, he will absolutely rip their hearts out through their assholes, and you'll be like, this guy's an offensive wizard, and then he's going to play at Oklahoma this week. I'm very interested to see what happens. Now, I think Tennessee's going to win, because I don't think Oklahoma has much of an offense.
No.
But let's fucking see how Tennessee's offense looks against
a decent defense.
Yeah, I mean, they've got Tennessee's got depth at running back. They have three guys. Two guys that are really good. One guy that's like good enough. So they can at least get after it. Mm-hmm. They can see how deep Oklahoma's bench is, I guess.
Nico's also probably the best quarterback prospect Heupel's had. That includes Mackenzie Milton and Drew Locke.
Is he a freshman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, so Tennessee could be good for a while here. That's cool to see.
I still don't trust Heupel. It's telling that it's only a 7-point spread on Tennessee-Oklahoma because I don't think they buy Oklahoma to win. Obviously, it's 7 points, but I don't think they buy Tennessee to do real things. Like
it's at Oklahoma. It's going to be a tough game next week.
It's always a mirage with Heupel. Like, it always is, dude. He just stacks points on dog shit teams.
Well, the good news is, with all the great matchups this year, you're going to find out. So you don't have to wait to the playoffs this year because it seems like all these big teams are playing each other in the regular season, which rocks. Miami rolled again with Cam Ward. I thought Oregon was starting to put it together here because I had money on this game, so I watched this game in the quad on YouTube TV. Not a sponsor. I wish they were. A lot of speed on Oregon. Defense is still whatever, but they're starting to figure it out on offense.
I mean, Oregon State runs the ball. They gave up 14 points.
Yeah, but it's Oregon State. I mean, the spread was 23 in that
Oregon
game.
Oregon State could go 11-1 this year.
But the spread was 23 in that game. So, I mean, that's not a good team. Typically, you're not going to give somebody 23. Utah, without Cam Risen, ended up winning there. Proud of you guys down there. I don't know how long he's out for, but he's definitely out.
Who knows? It lingers with him, you know?
Sure does.
Remember all last year, like, yeah, he could play.
Yeah.
BPC 157.
What's that?
It's a peptide that makes your body heal faster.
Okay.
It's not illegal.
Well, it's broken bones in his fingers, so we'll see on his throwing
hand. It helps
hand.
All of that, yeah.
Oklahoma with Tulane. Bit of a struggle in that one. That'll sort itself out this weekend with Oklahoma, Tennessee over there.
I thought Oklahoma looked good because Tulane, I think, scored late. So that score's not as close as it was.
Yeah, it was 21-6 at halftime. It was fine. Jackson Arnold had 169 and a touchdown there. LSU came back and beat South Carolina. Man, they gave that game away. South Carolina should have won that fucking game, dude.
Well,
that was
they had
insane.
A pretty questionable pick six called back, if
Jeez.
You saw that.
Yeah, dude.
They essentially, like, they picked it off in the end zone and ran it all the way back. And what's his name, Nussmeier or whatever, the LSU quarterbacks, just started to move towards the guy. He was not going for him, but was moving towards him. And he's a defender at that point, and some South Carolina player just fucking laid him out. And they threw a flag, and the interception stood, but the touchdown did not. So points taken off the board. South Carolina has to punt basically out of their own end zone, and LSU gets the ball back and fucking wins. I would have been livid if I was a South Carolina fan. Like,
yeah, they literally just gave that game away. Students were ready to storm the field and gave it up to a last-second field goal there. Michigan looked terrible this weekend against Arkansas State.
Michigan's not good.
They were so not good that they swapped out the quarterback, so Alex Orji will be starting for Michigan next week against USC.
Damn.
Notre Dame is a weird one to me. It was 66-7 against Purdue. Yes, I know Purdue is not good. This Leonard kid has still not thrown a touchdown all year, which is bizarre to me for Notre Dame. So I don't know what to think of that team, to be honest with you.
I think when
your coach is that jacked, that means he's not in the fucking film room. You need a fat coach on the sidelines, dude.
I agree, like a paunchy guy.
There's no way you can be that jacked and then be good at your job. That means you're not living and breathing the film every single second of the day. And then Nebraska's back, dude. This is a fun team to watch. They're going to be on Friday night against University of Illinois this week, and both teams are actually ranked for a change. All right, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Look, college is back, baby. You can bet on everything. So if you want to bet on Texas, you want to change your teams like Delco has and then just re-bet them to win the national championship of the Super Bowl, you can do that right now on MyBookie.com. Probably get better odds, one would imagine. You're taking Buffalo, you're going to get great odds on Buffalo right now.
You got the data, you got the intel now. You know, preseason picks, sometimes you're wrong.
Sure.
I mean, didn't you pick Oregon to win the Natty preseason?
You did.
I did. Yeah.
They're 3-0.
I mean, sure.
They're fine.
I don't think they're good. Yeah.
There it is. There it is. And that's the beauty of my book. You can go in and make these bets. Odds have changed. So Oregon's down right now. So if you're a buyer of Oregon, now's the time to
do
it. Yeah, buy low and get them. Also, the live casino is great. Did you guys do Friday Night Blackjack?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how'd it go?
I got back to even.
Yeah.
It's always a up and down thing.
Every day, every time now is just absurd swings.
I think at one point I was up like $8,000 and then I lost. And I don't know.
Okay.
You went up $8,000 and just wouldn't stop betting $1,000 hands.
Look.
I mean, keep your foot on the gas.
Yeah, why not? Why not? They got live casino over there, all the fun things. And then we'll make a pick here for the Eagles versus Falcons tonight after the break here. Next up, we got Drinking Bros, tickets.com. If you want tickets to any of these events, we see it on the back end. Everybody's buying tickets for all this other stuff, man. It's a blast, and like a lot of these college tickets are pretty cheap, dude. So I don't know how much your tickets were this weekend, but you know, good prices on a lot of these college games. Unless it's the biggest game there is, like a Oregon Ohio State or a Texas Georgia. Those Texas Georgia tickets are pricey, bro. But everything else is pretty reasonable, and so is the NFL this year, outside of the Lions. And Cowboys tickets are most sold on that site, obviously because our Texas audience is huge. But I have a feeling those tickets are going to go down after this week's game. So if you're looking to get a Cowboys ticket, pop on over to drinkingbrostickets.com. And then Hard AF Seltzer is live in all the stadiums. Thank you very much for posting those Illinois picks for all you guys over the weekends. Love to see those. We'll always repost them on social media and everything else. University of Michigan had them at the tailgate again and at the Brown Jug and Blue Leprechaun and all that stuff. Love to see your pictures. We appreciate it. Heading into 2-3 more states next month. Oregon, Montana, and Idaho. Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually very common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solution, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Man, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever to see if it'll grow back. That's why you need Hims. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized, chewable, oral, spray, or serum treatment options that you can find works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few of the questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personal hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy one, get one free on our full line sale of tender Tyson chicken with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So watch out for that. And currently we're available in Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Florida, Eastern Seaboard of North Carolina, and Ohio. Every state except for Texas right now is getting the brand new flavors. So they're out there. If you see a little green apple on the box, that means all the new flavors are out. You can also order them online at hardafseltzer.com. Ships right to your house. Only $2 a can, 24 cans, $48. Plus shipping over there. Support us and support the show. All right, we'll head on over to the NFL. Let's pick tonight's game before we get to what happened over the weekend. D'Anthony, we'll start with you. It is the Falcons at the Eagles. The spread keeps dropping on this. And I don't know why. It is currently down to 5.5 right now, which is a head scratcher. Started at 6.5 earlier in the week. Now it's down to 5.5. Who do you got tonight? This is the Eagles' first home game.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I think that this spread is dropping is because
injuries?
No, I think the Falcons' defense is really good.
The problem is their offense isn't good, though.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I mean, it's it'll be interesting to see what happens here. Can the things to watch for are, can Kirk Cousins, is he lining up immediately under center, or is he in pistol or shotgun? Is he doing a 3-5-7 step drop, or is he just in shotgun again? Because if it's the latter, whatever live line exists against Atlanta, take that. If he can't plant his back foot, they're going to lose by 20 points. Mm-hmm. So take whatever that is.
He torched us last year.
Yeah.
But at Minnesota, fully healthy. This it doesn't Achilles.
He does pretty well against the Eagles generally throughout his career, even when he was with the fucking Redskins back in the day. And I think the Falcons have a really good run defense, actually. Judon made that way better.
They loaded up in the offseason.
So the number one weapon that the Eagles have right now, A.J. Brown's out. So the number one weapon they have is Saquon Barkley. And look, maybe he's unstoppable, but he wasn't.
Devonta Smith.
Devonta Smith is fucking baller, dude. Great year.
Come on now.
He's my starter in fantasy.
He puts up fantasy points for sure, but he's not. I don't think.
I think he's way more reliable than AJ. Like,
he's been.
He's the guy you go to on, like, if you need a first down, you just.
He's got better hands, but like. And he's better down the field. He's faster for sure than Brown is. But Brown is a bigger dude. It's going to catch in traffic better, which is what you need when you're running the ball a lot. I just think they got a little bit of a problem here.
So are you taking the Falcons in?
No. I don't know, to be honest. Like I don't know how to bet this game until I see Kirk Cousins. Maybe I'll watch the pregame to see if I can just catch a glimpse of him. Dropping.
You can always live line it too on my bookie.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably do that too. But every now and again. In the lead up, you'll see him. They'll get in formation and he'll drop back and throw some fake passes and blah, blah, blah. I want to see if he can actually play on his back foot before I bet anything.
Okay. What about you, Delco?
Go Eagles 28, Falcons 24, Falcons cover 5.5.
So you're going to take Falcons plus 5.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Bob?
Yeah. Sam, this strikes me as like a gross NFL game where it's like, even though the Eagles, you think the Eagles will be better and maybe one team will be in the playoffs and the other team won't, but it's still just like, it's an NFL game, right, where it just comes down to some weird shit and the Eagles win by like 3 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm going to roll with the Eagles here tonight, minus 5.5. I don't know if you trust me after this weekend. That was fucking miserable in the NFL. But, again, I don't know what Kirk Cousins is, if he's healthy, and who knows?
Maybe they're throwing Penix.
Maybe, like for real. Like, if he gets hurt or hit or something like that, like he could come in. I still think him and Aaron Rodgers look real fucking gimpy out there, and maybe they'll get better as the season progresses, but after last week, no. I'm all in on the Eagles. Speaking of which, does Tua ever come back? Did he just retire at this point?
keep it going.
If I was him, I would not come back, but there's a way to do it. So if he gets medically cleared to play and decides to retire, he foregoes all of the remaining money that's guaranteed to him.
No shit.
Yes.
Yeah, collect the check.
However, if he doesn't get medically cleared, and I don't know who the final arbiter on that is, if the NFL would want their own guy to come in, but if he doesn't, if his doctor, if his neurologist says, don't play again, you're not cleared to play, then he gets all that money.
If I'm Roger Goodell, I make that call for him, and I say, hey, here's your way out of this. And we'll bring in whatever doctor you want. Mm. Just get the fuck out of the NFL because it makes us look like shit. And there was the same thing, man.
It's not going to look good when he dives on the field.
For some reason. And then he dove. But he dove, and he already had the first down by 5 yards.
Miami's notoriously got a bad training staff, right? Like,
oh, down there? I don't know what the deal is.
Like they just clear guys left and right for concussions.
Well, the field was wet because it rains down there off and on. And it was it's always fucking odd. Down there, but yeah, they should not have cleared him the last two times, and they did. Remember, he played the next week after the first one, which was gnarly.
Throw him back out there. Who cares?
I think he wants to play. He said he's going to different neurologists and is going to try to figure this out. If I'm him, I take the out now and say, look, the world just saw 3 of the worst concussions on live television. Let's just wrap it up. I'll take this contract and I'll get the fuck out of here. But the Dolphins are fucked the rest of the year.
Skylar Thompson.
Is awful.
I think we're overlooking the main story here, which is that Damar Hamlin was trading a soul for a soul.
He did.
He sure did. Yeah. He transferred.
Yeah.
It went from his literal chest plate to his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just, it was weird, dude. It was like a fucking episode of ER, you know, where the light comes up and you're like, oh man, we can save you. And he did. Are the Saints the best team in football? There was a lot of people saying that. I'm like, that is gross.
I told
you
that their offense is really good. Their defense is not great. And they're going to run into problems once they start playing teams that have it together, which, by the way, isn't Dallas.
Here was the most glaring thing for Dallas this weekend is because they picked up nobody in the offseason, They don't have any fucking running backs. They only have one good wide receiver. I don't know who else is on this team. And, like, it was weird to watch where you're like, oh, you really didn't get anybody. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott's your starting fucking running back, for Christ's sakes. Like, it's weird, dude. I think Dallas is fucked for the year. But why they continue to not get free agents in the offseason doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
The Saints have always kind of just been like this, right? A lot of talent. Quarterback, though, since Drew Brees left, not ideal. Like, they're just kind of running guys out.
Yeah.
Making it work.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got Alvin Kamara and Jamal Williams and Taysom Hill, who's a dynamic player to some degree.
Defense is
And then you have Olave.
Solid.
Like, it's – defense is usually pretty solid.
But a 30-point blowout at home for your opener, I was shocked, dude. I couldn't believe it. I bet on Dallas, and I don't do that very often. Buccaneers, dude, at the Lions. Holy shit. Baker Mayfield, dude, diving into the end zone there. Had the Lions scoreless in the fourth quarter.
Took the bread truck on the road.
He did, dude.
If you really want to believe right now, 45-1 to win the Super Bowl. Tampa.
Tampa is? Fuck. After watching the 49ers, maybe. Who knows? Who knows out of the NFC? Like, who is it? Who's the fucking team out of the NFC?
It might be the case that the Lions aren't as good as everybody thinks. That's probably what that is.
I think they are.
No. I mean, they're clearly not.
It's an NFL team. It's an NFL game. You lose games. It's the NFL.
Certainly.
No one's going undefeated this year.
You don't lose at home against a mid-team.
Because the Buccaneers were banged up. They had a lot of guys that were out, which was more impressive than Baker did.
Anything can happen in an NFL game. We've talked about this a million times, but I think the average margin of victory is somewhere between 2.5 and 3.5 points in that range. I can't remember exactly what it is, but it's less than
beat the Colts.
It's less than 4 points. The Colts are terrible. They're unlovable mongoloids, right?
Richardson threw three picks in this game.
He did, but they just have him slinging the ball all over the place. Richardson actually played pretty well. I watched this game. He actually looked pretty good.
Speaking of slinging, I didn't get to watch the Buccaneers-Lions game, but Jared Goff threw the ball 55 times.
Yeah. He does
Which is crazy when you have
16 points.
Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery and Jamal Williams on your team. That's crazy that you threw the ball 50 fucking 55 times.
55 times. I mean, look, Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown are fucking sweet too, but like 55 times and you only have 16 points to show for it, that's fucking bananas.
It's nuts, dude. It's absolutely nuts. Like you said, Malik Willis ended up beating the Colts. That was fucking wild. Jets had to come back in the fourth quarter and pull one away from the Titans over
Niners
there.
Lost to the Vikings. Sam Darnold.
God damn it, dude. I lost so much money on that game.
Is he back?
Is he? Is this a situation where he finally found a place like Baker did?
I think so.
Maybe
it is. I
think
it's a good spot situation for him.
Also, it's in a city that
the funniest stat, though, is J.J. McCarthy still has – he's tied for first place in touchdowns by rookies.
Oh, yeah.
Which is zero.
Yeah, zero. Yeah. Zero, man. Because homeboy for the Redskins still didn't throw one in that game. They had seven field goals in that game, which was bananas to me. But, Giants still managed to lose against a team who kicked 7 fucking field goals. I don't think the Giants win at all this year.
I think that's the first the Giants are the second team in all of NFL history to score 3 touchdowns, give up none, and still lose the game. Mm-hmm. They're like the record is 2-1294 against.
Yeah.
They'll split with the Commanders. Look at the other game.
Maybe. Chargers are 2-0. Harbaugh's up there playing fucking Harbaugh football, dude. He's handing the ball off. Herbert's not throwing at all against the Panthers. And, it's J.K. Dobbins is finally healthy. He's fucking destroying people in
fantasy
football.
Bryce Young got benched.
Yeah. He's out of there, man. What a weird – the number one pick is out not even 2 years in. You're pulling him for Andy Dalton, who's like 42 years old?
New coach, not his guy.
Oh, really? Is that what it is?
Yeah, he didn't draft him.
No shit.
Fuck him.
Okay. Interesting, man, because they're paying him the money, and it's all guaranteed, so I guess they're just going to sit on it or try to trade him. We'll see.
Rookie contract? It's not that big of a deal.
48 or 50 million, I think it is, and it's all guaranteed.
But not a year, right?
No, but all in. All in. You're right. Browns beat the Jags. That was a fucking shocker to me on the road. Jaguars, dude. Jesus Christ.
What about your Raiders?
Minshew. Minshew mania, dude. I told you all he does is fucking win. Beat the Ravens, the biggest spread of the week, -9 there at home.
You got the Ravens and Bengals at 0-2 right now.
Dude. And, dude, Devontae Adams, 110 yards there and a touchdown, 9 receptions out of Minshew. If they had a running back, man. Look, I still have the Raiders going the wild card. And I wasn't kidding about that. I actually think he's good. He's never had a full season anywhere. He finally does, so we'll see what happens here. But to beat the Ravens at home, dude, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God,
that's
dude.
Nuts, dude.
Man, he's going to get his dick hole smashed in as soon as he plays good teams.
You don't think Baltimore's good?
No, I don't think they're – look at the way they're
our
playing.
Our co-host
right
in the NFL picked him to win the Super Bowl.
Possibly. It's a long season.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they'll make the playoffs. Sure. It's a long-ass season. The teams that are good right now – the Ravens are not on that list. They're bad right now.
0-2. Rams are 0-2.
The Raiders are going to play Carolina next week. They'll probably blow them up too.
The Ravens were also an inch away from beating the Chiefs.
Yeah. A foot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
at least tying.
A toe.
Yeah. Yeah. But then they play the Browns. And the Browns defense are going to butt fuck Gardner Minshew.
Not a prayer. Gardner wins. They go to the wild card this year.
No,
oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. I'm all in on the
The Browns suck, by the way, but their defense is going to – Myles Garrett is going to rip his fucking asshole out of his body and wear it like a fucking sombrero.
I can get down with Antonio Pierce.
Just so do I.
Coaching
as a
the
coach.
Boys up.
Yeah, dude.
Then they play at the Broncos. The Broncos suck.
Yeah, they're going to win.
But then he plays Steelers. Steelers defense is going to fuck them up.
It's tough. I watched that Steelers game because I had money on it, obviously. And Derek, you're never going to hear the end of this because I put another 1,000 on it. As soon as it was over, that was the first text I sent, obviously. Steelers is interesting, man, because they're not letting Justin Fields do anything there.
No. Shouldn't.
Well, they're letting him learn a playbook in real time, right?
But they're 2-0. Tomlin continues to fucking win.
Pittsburgh Steelers over the last three seasons, I think, are averaging giving up 16.5 points a game.
Yep.
So if they can score 17, they'll win. That's all they have to do is score 17 points. That's 2 touchdowns and a field goal. That's 5 field goals and or 6 field goals. Like, there's a bunch of different ways to do it.
It's weird to see because you don't usually see an NFL team like this. And then Kyler Murray finally realized he had Marvin Harrison Jr. on the team.
Sort of.
Jesus Christ. Well, that game was over at halftime.
Yeah, so it's funny. Like, his stats were insane, but he only has 4 receptions.
Well, I think they pretty much pulled everybody after that.
The Cardinals are sneaky okay. They were feisty last year. They got it going in the right direction.
As soon as they play a good defense, Kyler Murray is going to be out for the season.
I don't think Kyler Murray matters.
We'll see. Look,
he does to the degree that who's the backup, though. Because that is, to some degree, you're right. It's Clayton Toon.
Yeah, dude, from Houston. Let's go.
The fuck is
Clayton
that?
Toon, sling it.
James Conner's having a bit of a late in his 20s resurgence as a running back, which is kind of odd. You don't see that happen very much.
No.
But
Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best wide receiver I personally have ever seen in person.
Kyler Murray's not bad either. Like, he's
no, it's not about being bad. He's unprepared.
It's just being unprofessional and unprepared.
And he's made of glass. It's not like he's got a lot of talent. There's no question about that. He's a great athlete.
Maybe he goes play baseball.
Well, no, watching him run around in this game and then just find Marvin Harrison, at least the first half, because I turned off after there was a blowout, but seemed pretty fucking easy.
He can actually get away with it. You know, it's like when you're too big for the kids' table but too small for the adult table, that middle ground, that's kind of where Caleb Williams is. Like, he's got some of that talent where he can run around and chuck the ball around, but he's not good enough at it, and he's too big. Like, you can see him when he's doing 6'1".
Kyler Murray's a tiny little man.
Nobody can see him, so he's, like, darting around behind 6'5" linemen.
It's weird to watch.
It's very interesting to watch in person, especially if you're looking – like, if you're on somewhere between the 15 and the 30 on the opposite end of the field and you can see from his back – you can tell that the linebackers can't fucking see this dude, right? Caleb Williams, he's like got glitter on, makeup, and fucking his nails are painted and shit.
Yeah,
you can see him from
game.
A mile away. Yeah, he's terrible. He's a bust. Worst, the dumbest number one pick I've ever seen.
Well, Bryce Young is now benched after
Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, put the respect on Jamarcus
Russell. That's right.
The James Buchanan of quarterback draft picks.
That's true.
Let's go here.
Jamarcus Russell was a great athlete.
He was a combine warrior.
Yeah, he could throw the ball from his knees 80 yards in the air, but that was about it.
Yeah.
And then the Chiefs played terrible. somehow won this game yet again.
I think that was more of a reflection of the Bengals. They just couldn't close. The Bengals played a great game.
I watched this entire game because I had a lot of money on this. But Mahomes.
The defense looked good.
Mahomes just chucked the ball up in the air. Like those, he had two picks that were awful.
With the fucking.
He had a third pick called back.
Pass interference on 4th and 16 is just so inexcusable.
It is, but that was an egregious PI.
It really was.
He ran up behind the dude and fucking jumped up into the back of his shoulders and pushed him forward. Like, what are you doing?
Like, Rob said this off mic, but for whatever reason, when you play the Chiefs, you just, like, get in your own head. And
dudes get tight late against Mahomes. Like, they just, it's like, they're not, like, afraid. Right, they're not afraid, but they like you just get a little tighter, you get a little more anxious, and they make mistakes against Mahomes because it's like the thing they're afraid of, which is Mahomes pulling something out of his ass. They help manifest by getting anxious about it every fucking time. And by the way, the whole league is so fucked if the Chiefs are now winning games that they take off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we complain about that every year. It's like God, the Chiefs just like. Kind of never give a shit, or like it's like, oh, the Chiefs went like a whole month without giving a fuck, and they go 2-2 or 1-3, and it's like, oh, is this the season?
I think they cared about this game because they have this like little rivalry with the Bengals,
and I think Mahomes was tired of hearing about it. Yeah,
Burrowhead.
But I honestly think it was just the Bengals defense played well until they didn't at the end.
Yeah,
yeah.
There was some bad picks by Mahomes
that were fumble.
They were very unusual in this game. Pacheco's out 6 to 8 weeks with a fibula. And then a quick update here for Wisconsin. Van Dyke has a torn ACL, so he's out for the year.
I wonder if he'll redshirt. He'll get another year. He's old as hell.
Yeah, he'll get another year for sure. But also, Hollywood Brown out for the year as well. That was their big free agency acquisition. Didn't matter. Chiefs still fucking win. And
so Xavier Worthy, more
Xavier
touches.
Worthy is good.
Fuck yeah, he is.
Just give him the fucking ball in open space and hope for the best. That's a good strategy.
Here's my question: is do
who's running back?
Well, fuck that. I don't care.
P. Ryan,
a hobo.
P. Ryan, the guy that was the backup in Denver all those years. That P. Ryan.
There's a couple P. Ryans.
There's a couple of them. Samaj and something else.
Samaji.
The Reishi Rice shit has not been worked out yet. Correct.
Whether he's going to get suspended or not?
Yeah.
No, they're waiting for the case to finish.
Right.
It probably,
so that's the biggest question mark for the Chiefs right now.
Because he looks great, too.
They'll file continuances to get it out of the football season.
You think so? Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's what I would do with Reishi Rice. Because, Reishi Rice looks fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Another Georgia defender, too, got arrested for speeding.
Yeah, one of their defensive backs, actually.
Yeah.
Which they can't afford to lose.
No. They just can't.
Is that like a initiation they have to go through?
Dude.
It's not. Have you ever been to Athens?
Yeah.
It's a small town. There's nothing to do there. And it's literally just like one road in, one road out.
Fuck that there's nothing to do there. That's my favorite college town I've ever been to. All the bars are sweet. Like, if you can't have fun in
bars
Athens,
are great.
Georgia, you're a piece of shit.
Bars are great.
Let's build a strip club there.
Yeah, that you'd make a lot of money off of that. But
well, I don't care about making money. I'm just trying to keep these dudes out of jail.
Keep them safe, yeah.
Yeah, just it's in the middle of nowhere, so they go and fucking street race every goddamn night.
And it's really weird that it's still happening after 4 people died.
Yeah. A lot of people have died.
Like,
it's only 4. It wasn't like it was 5.
Man, dude. Yeah. It's bizarre to see. We'll switch on over to UFC. I know you didn't watch it. You were at the game, but
unfortunately,
watching it, the Sphere was amazing.
I bet at the Sphere was incredible.
Even Bezos showed up. Yeah. Bezos was cage side, where you were like, oh shit.
So it translated on TV though?
Yes. Okay. It was beautiful, amazing. And I think me personally, because I'd been, so I'd got to see it in person. Yeah. So I knew what I was looking at and everything else. But
same
to everybody
here.
Else, it was so shocking that you were like, oh my God, this is rad. And then they had this huge buildup, and then the main event, the main and the co-main sucked. And
co-main
Dana White
and
was pretty.
They kind of beat the shit out of her. Marab won the main event just in dominant fashion the way he does. He just kind of cardios you to death.
Just the most boring shit you've ever seen in your life.
Yes.
Well, he's going to fight Umar, so we'll see how that goes.
And they were talking about it afterwards. Like, who's paying for that fight? Like, do you.
They'll put that in the Middle East, I'd imagine. Probably.
I think you have to, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, he's got the name. It's, you know, Habib's cousin, so.
Right. Dana hates all those fucking guys. Like, even afterwards at the press conference, he goes, look, hopefully you tuned in for the Sphere, and if you were a first-time watcher, you left before the main and the co-main events. He was very, very pissed.
I wonder what they're going to do with Sean, though. You could have, like, a really fun fight with Sean and Corey Sanhagen.
I agree. Nice. Look, it's tough. What do you do against those fucking Dagestanis who can just put you on the ground and manhandle
you? Well, Marab is
get
from
tougher.
Georgia. And he's kind of endearing. He's like a goofy nerd. He's funny. He said he stole Sean's jacket that one time.
Yeah.
Like, he does, like, a lot of videos for social media and stuff that where he's just a goofy foreigner. He kind of does, like, the bow rat shit.
Right.
Yeah.
But the answer to your question is, you got to get tougher. You know, everybody knew what Mirab was going to do in that fight, including Sean O'Malley and his team.
Yep.
And they clearly didn't do a damn thing to prepare for it. Not the right things anyways. Like,
I don't know if
you I don't know if you, I don't do. There's anything you do.
Yeah, there's all you got
to
fucking.
He literally did this to an Olympic gold medalist in Henry Cejudo. The best, you know, gold medalist in wrestling.
Yeah.
So you can't do anything. Like, you're not anywhere on that level. You can't get that good at wrestling in 2 or 3 years or 4 years or even it takes a lifetime.
And is Tim Kennedy's strength against a guy who's very thin and like it was just weird. It looked like at one point he was going to break his back in half. During that fight where it was just like, okay, well, what the fuck else do you do? I know you can train and all that other stuff. You just can't make him a physically bigger or stronger person at that weight class. So I don't know. He's got a huge name. He can fight some fun fights. Yeah. But
here, no, I don't agree with any of that. When you're longer, the other person's stronger and you're longer, that you have to make them pay a price to enter, right? Enter meaning space. You have to, for them to get close enough to take you down or to hit you. You have to make them pay a price every time they come into that zone. And Sean did what he does. He was hunting a knockout. You can see him. He's just like got his whatever stance he's in, he's got his offhand in front of him, and he's looking for that rear hand to try to knock you out or set you up with a liver punch and then an overhand cross, right? That's what he was looking for the whole fight. And he didn't change it up. From 1 to 5, all 5 rounds, he did the exact same thing. And you're never going to win against this guy doing that. You've either got to drill him with knees anytime he tries to enter. You have to fake him into trying to come into your space. It became very obvious. Cormier was calling it out the whole time that he was doing it in real time. And he's a professional. He's a champion, blah, blah, blah. But so this guy's trainers, O'Malley's trainer, he's a champion too. They're supposed to be good. They're supposed to see this stuff. Mirab, every single time, did the same thing. Stunted a couple of times. And once it seemed like Sean was getting comfortable and he started to loosen his shoulders up a little bit, like he was going to go for that knockout punch, shot on him every single time. And it was called out in real time. And he never adjusted during the entire fight. He just got like, there's no way you can't. You could have done something.
I think this style of fighters that are over there right now, they're champions pretty much in every fucking weight class now. I don't know how you beat them like at this point. And is the whole fucking UFC just going to go that direction?
You got to take chances.
No.
You can't sit back and fight your fight. If the enemy has a style that's more difficult to fight in, then sometimes you just got to get in there and do it. If your normal style of fighting doesn't match up well, you got to do something different.
But it's just a lifetime, right? Like, they've been doing this forever.
They live it. They live like it every goddamn day.
Guys that have trained longer than me, if I go and roll with somebody, no matter, I can know exactly what they're going to do. They'll still get it done. Like, they're just better than me.
Yeah, I agree. And look, it seems like every fucking division is now being taken over by these guys. And congratulations to them. But they just live in that training camp. They don't do anything else in the real world.
She's from Georgia, though.
Yeah.
She's a champ there.
In Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big Georgia guy. No, I like Rob a lot. He's kind of endearing. He's on. I don't like a lot of the Dagestanis, but Rob's cool.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And then they said John Jones will retire after fighting Stipe.
Yeah, no shit. He's not fighting Tommy.
Yeah, yeah, that's not a huge shock there.
He would get his ass beat by Tommy.
So that's that. And then I don't know what they're going to do. Oh, the co-main is Chandler.
Chandler and Oliveira.
Correct.
McGregor's not ever fighting again either.
He's running for president.
That'll be a fun fight.
Yeah,
they fought already.
Yeah. They'll beat the shit out of each other. That'll be fun.
That'll be a fun fight, and it's a good one. Mickey is on that undercard as well up there in New York.
I don't know who he's fighting though.
I don't know who he's fighting either. But Mickey Gall's up there fighting as well on that undercard, so that should be fun. For John Jones though, why turn down that money unless you're worried about your legacy? I guess.
John Jones has enough money, and they're not ever going to pay him enough. Like. The most Dana would probably give him is like $8 million, and that's not enough money for John.
Yeah, he might be just playing out his contract here to go take some side fights.
Who, John Jones?
Yeah.
Maybe like he does some side quests and does boxing or something. Yeah, who knows?
I mean, he's
old, too.
He is, but he's elite. hand-eye coordination and power from that guy. He could box for sure.
A lot of people say he's the best of all time. And then we'll switch on over, close it up here with baseball. Bob, where are we at here with the playoffs? Are the Braves making it or not?
We are tied for the final wild card spot right now. I believe...
That's cute, guys.
We...
what happened to Tomahawk?
Yeah.
Believe we have a huge series coming up with the Mets in a little bit. We have a final game against the Dodgers, which we... I mean, we need to win every game at this point, so it is what it is.
We're beating the Mets for you.
Did the Braves make it?
Three of the last four series against are in our favor, at Cincy, at Miami, and then against the Mets. So, I mean, it all comes down to these three games, second to last series. And then, honestly, who knows? We closed against the Royals. Hopefully the Royals have shit wrapped up by then.
And you'll be able to sweep the Marlins.
We got to win. It's down to the wire.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to make the fucking playoffs. Fuck the Mets.
You think they're going to make it, Dan?
No.
Too many injuries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Mets always collapse, though.
That's true, yeah. The Mets are going to Mets. So maybe just because the Mets are the Mets, but the Braves won't make it out of the first round. There's no way.
Isn't that what you guys preferred, though? You didn't want to win the division. You wanted to play in the wild card.
Well, you wanted not half your team to be on.
Yeah, I didn't want the MVP and Cy Young winner to be gone.
You wished on a monkey paw, and you got... exactly what you wanted.
Yeah. I mean, this is the bye has had a huge effect on the Braves the last 2 years. So if we make the playoffs, fuck it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's start in the first round and not have to have a fucking layoff. But this team is so fucking banged up, dude. Like the lineup is a joke. Just how many dudes are gone. Albies is in a rehab assignment in AAA right now. So hopefully he's back before the season's over. Riley basically won't be back until...
What have the Brewers done all year?
Just win.
Yeah.
They're playing in a shit division, and they're just winning.
But they 86 plug and play, right? 86 yeah. and 63.
Well, they plug and play against the NL Central. It's a little different. But
is our division that much better?
Yeah.
Phillies?
There's more talent.
Yeah, there's more talent for sure.
On the teams in general, there's more talent.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Like, for the Mets... have a low key, like a top three probably MVP finisher in Francisco.
I guess the bottom with the Nationals and the Marlins.
The Nationals are feisty. Like the Nationals have a lot of young talent. The Marlins are dog shit.
Yeah.
The Nationals, there is talent on the Nationals. Obviously the Braves, Mets, Phillies all have talent on them. And
Central though, I mean, are the Cubs still in it or no?
No. Everyone's out. Everyone's out in the Central.
Okay. Everybody's out in the Central. Who wins the World Series right now?
It just feels like a Yankees year, honestly.
That would suck.
I like it.
It feels like maybe Judge finally gets his.
Yankees-Phillies would be a fun fucking World Series, man.
I experienced that in 2009. I hated it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I hated it.
Yeah, it's A-Rod's only title.
Oh, my God.
And this is
going
to be Judge's only title against the Phillies.
Our number two pitcher that year was fucking old-ass Pedro Martinez.
Shit, dude. That's right.
I think the Yankees are the best team. but... the Phillies are pretty good.
I would like to see the Orioles in it.
Yeah,
Orioles
maybe.
Be fun.
Young core.
I could see an outside shot. I mean, look, I always say don't bet against the Astros in October. The Astros are almost certainly going to be back in the ALCS
history. Diamondbacks going to do it again?
I would also say be very wary of the Diamondbacks
because
they put everything together at the right time after having kind of a struggle season. They've got two really good pitchers.
Yep.
They've got a decent third pitcher, and they have a young lineup with some pop. So, yeah, it's a dangerous, dangerous playoff team.
I can't believe we blew that fucking series last year.
Gross, isn't it?
I wouldn't be surprised if everything that happens this year is just a repeat of last year.
Just a repeat.
Might be.
Frankly.
Might be.
Oh, it would suck.
We'll see.
Except for Shohei's going to go 50-50.
Which is unbelievably impressive.
Yeah.
Although, steals nowadays, not the same.
By the way,
nobody else has done it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but with the new rules, right?
There aren't more 30-30 people right now.
True.
Than there were
Ellie's
ever before.
Got what, almost 70 steals?
Yeah. I think he's like 23 home runs, maybe. I don't think he's got 30.
Ellie's got 64 steals, but I mean, like, yeah, they're dudes are racking up more for sure, but it's not that much. Like,
it's not that much different than the late 80s to be
Vince
frank.
Coleman and shit like that.
Like, nobody's stolen 130 bases in the season yet. True. Until they do.
There is that dude in the minors that has, like, over 110 steals or whatever.
Yeah, it just goes.
Yeah, what's his name? Did that. Didn't he start with the Reds? Remember that guy that couldn't hit, but he could run really fast?
Billy Hamilton.
Frank Gore?
Yeah, Billy Hamilton.
Yeah,
he stole like 110 bases in a minor league season, too, I think.
He once scored first on a single.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last interesting note here with the Dodgers that I wanted to ask you about before we get out of here is they're not ruling out Ohtani to possibly pitch in the playoffs. Do you believe that?
That's insane.
Yes. I think they're crazy.
You just lost Glasnow.
Yeah, I think they're dumb as shit, yes, if you're asking me that.
Okay.
The Dodgers
do not – if you ever want them to pitch again, no.
Don't do it this year, yeah.
The Dodgers are kind of a paper tiger. How many are they up right now? 3.5?
Yeah, 3.5 against the Padres now.
Their roster is just empty on the bat. It is paper – like Freeman, Betts, and Will Smith and Ohtani – really cover up the fact that that team, like that roster, is a shell.
So Glasnow's done for the year.
He had a setback. Yeah. I can't remember what I read, but it's going
to
be tough.
But if you go to the NLCS, is it worth it? Or the World Series, to win a World Series, is it worth it?
No, not one. Not for that team. They're built, they have like.
For the best player in baseball history?
But if he doesn't pitch, I mean, look what he's doing just batting this year. Does it matter? Can you even sustain it for the rest of your career anyways? It's pretty fucking tough, and I don't think we've seen it.
I've been saying since we started this show what they should do with him. Make him the closer. Why the fuck are you exposing him to so many innings, to 150 to 200 innings a year instead of 70 innings?
Because it's dope.
Yeah, you know what would be dope? Sweet. Is having a two-home run game and then coming in and saving your own fucking win. Yeah. That's what we're
championships, the Dodgers have won them before. I want a guy that's like an all-time, just the best.
He's already done that, though. He's already shown that he can be the best baseball player we've ever seen.
How many dudes have won an MVP in both leagues? Because he's about to do it.
One, I think. Hang on.
Who is it?
Yeah, what he's doing is way more impressive than Aaron Judge.
Yeah, I mean, look, Judge has always hit home runs. This guy's stealing bases.
Pujols.
Great, I mean, Judge is...
Pujols didn't win an AL MVP.
He's better than average.
Frank Robinson, yeah, he was the only one.
Only one person has won an MVP in both leagues. Ohtani's about to join him and get his, third MVP, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
Deserved, too. He's the best player in the National League and probably in baseball. I mean, Judge, I know it's like always hitting home runs or whatever, but Judge's number, I mean, his OPS is insane. And, he's
better than average high.
Yeah.
But nobody, like, people have won MVP and Cy Young in the same year. I think Dennis Eckersley did it, actually.
Yeah.
In 92, I think.
I think Clayton Kershaw did
it. I think there's a couple pitchers. I think Roger Clemens did it once,
maybe,
too.
Yeah. but he could do it in a way that they've never done it before. He could win it for two separate things. He could win MVP for his hitting and win Cy Young for his closing, right? He's not going to be able to pitch enough games to qualify for all the starting pitcher stuff. Not that the records or winning any of those awards should really matter, but think about it for the team. Like, you've got a lights-out dude every night who's probably going to hit you a home run too. You would do that every day. Why not have him available four nights a week as a pitcher for less innings than one night a week? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
We'll see what happens. It's the Dodgers, all right? Appreciate you tuning in, guys. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. Don't forget to bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Just make sure to use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit up to $1,000. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.